We're doing the Book of Eov after a pause of about a half a year. And we'll reintroduce it. The Book of Eov describes a fantastically pious individual named Eov. And the book opens with a difficult conversation, which deserves a whole series unto itself, where God tells Satan, look at what a pious man Eov is. And Satan says, yes, but you haven't tested him. And to make a long story short, Satan is given the right to take everything away from Eov and give Eov every infliction in the book and then some. And Eov is literally hovering between life and death, and there's no natural reason that Eov should remain living considering how much suffering he's undergoing. And the only reason he's remaining alive is because God wants him alive. And God tells Satan, you can do everything you want to him, but you've got to make sure he stays alive. And that's no easy task, the Talmud says, because he suffered so much that Satan had to really keep his eye on him to keep him alive. And then the rest of the book is conversations between Eov and his friends, where Eov says there is no logical explanation as to why I'm suffering this way. It must be that God is not watching over what's going on here. Because if God were watching over, I didn't deserve this. I didn't do anything to deserve this. And we know Eov's right. We know he's right in the sense that he doesn't deserve it. But his friends all make their great attempts trying to explain to him why he does. And we're holding at the end of the book where God comes to talk to him. And God says, you've been talking a lot for one who doesn't really know much. I want to ask you a few questions, Eov, and let's see if you have answers. Where were you when I started creating this earth? Tell me, do you really understand? Do you understand how I established the foundations of earth? Do you know how I established the stars? Do you know how I established the oceans? And God is taking him through a journey of creation and saying, what do you understand about this world that you think you have a system that makes sense? You dare question me because you think you understand something about how the world runs. Well, let's just look around the world and see, what do you understand about the world? You don't understand much, and that's really the gist of the speech. And we're up to what's called the 38th chapter, the Pasuk Tes Zayin. And we were reading it with a traditional Halabi tune for the three works, Eov, Mishlei, and Tehillim. The three works are Rashi Tevos, Emet, Eov, Mishlei, and Tehillim have a unique form to their trop, to their tunes. And we'll pick up over here in Pasuk Tet Zayin. Hashem says to Eov, Havata ad nivchei yan. Have you reached the depths of the sea, Eov? You ask about me, and I want to understand how much you know. Do you understand what's going on in the depths of the sea? Uvecheker tehom hithalachta. And do you really understand what's in the depths of the earth? Do you know what's going on all over the planet? You're asking about how I run the world. Well, let me ask you about what you see on the earth. Do you understand that? Haniglu lecha sha'arei mavet. You said, Eov, that there cannot be a resurrection of the dead. Your whole point is this isn't fair, because life ends when I die, and if life ends when I die, then the way life is playing itself out certainly doesn't make sense. Well, Eov, tell me, have you seen the gates of death? Can you really judge if the dead are coming back or not? You said life is like a fleeting cloud. Just as a cloud that evaporates isn't coming back, so too he who dies is not returning. That was Eov saying, and God says, tell me, have you seen the gates of death? V'sharei tzal mavet tireh. Have you seen the gates of the shadow of death, which is really a poetic form of saying perdition? Hitbonanta ad rachavei aretz. Tell me, do you understand everything that's going on the planet? Have you seen everything that's going on? Haged in yadata chula. Tell me. Do you know what's going on? Just tell me the news. Tell me what's going on all over. You don't know what's going on your own earth. How could you think to question what I'm doing? You don't know what's going on around you. Eize haderech yishkono. Tell me, Hashem says, do you understand the way that light works? Where is it going to be light? V'choshech eize mikomo. And where is it going to be dark? You don't know. You don't know how to forecast. You don't know. So, again, Hashem keeps saying, there are so many basic things you don't know. Kitikachenu el givulo. Can you take light and bring it to the boundary of darkness to make light there? Do you have any understanding of how light works that you can control it? Vechitavin nitivot beito. Do you understand the paths of its home? Do you understand how it really works, that you can control light? You don't really understand light. You don't really understand darkness, that you can control them. Yadata ki az tivaled. Did you know before you were born that you were going to be born? Yadata, did you know? Ki az tivaled, that's the time you're going to be born. Umispar yamecha rabim. And now, do you know how many more days you have left to live? There are still a lot of days left for you to live. One of Eov's claims was, I don't have that much time left to live, so there's no way God will ever repay me. Eov was wrong. The book is going to play itself out that God decrees he should live many more years and outdo all the blessings he had originally. That's about to come. So what do you know about your own life? You decided it's not fair, I'm suffering like this and there's no way out. Eov was right from his perspective. Naturally, he was so sick, there was no way he could make it. He was finished. Satan himself had to be there holding the life within him because he was in such pain that a normal human being couldn't live. Eov was right in the way he diagnosed himself and said, I'm a dead man. I'm just waiting for death to come. He was right, but he was wrong. And Hashem says, do you really know? Did you know before you were going to be born that you were going to be born? Do you know how many days you have left to live? And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.